And if you're not going stargazing this weekend, how about going fishing? Get your pencils ready because you're about to get a lesson on what you should do once you go clamming and eeling.
Well, I learned it from my father. I learned a lot from him, and I found out a few things on my own. Quahogging as a kid, yeah, and quite a lot of eeling, too. Well, you have a spear that comes down. It has barbs that turn up like this, and then in the middle we have a big, what we call a spade, and that sticks out beyond the barbs, so if you hit a rock or a log or something, it doesn't damage the barbs. And you just have to know what kind of bottom eels bed down in. There's only a certain bottom they'll bed down in. It's got to be quite soft, so they won't bed down where it's sandy. And it's not too mucky. It's got to be just about so. And you just cut holes in the ice until you find the right bottom, and you catch eels. And you bring them home and you skin them. You cut the head here back to the back skin and cut the belly out, take the guts out, and then just pull the whole eel right out. And you cut them up in little chunks like that and fry them. Well, my mother used to make eel stifle, which was a potato, onion, salt, pork, and the eel. Make what it really is, a stew. And another way is you take a pan and put just a little lard of bacon fat on the bottom so the eels wouldn't stick, and put them in there and just put them in the oven and bake them right like that. Oh my God, they would come good. Yeah. I always called it dry bacon, but boy, they were good. Yeah, they were real fine-eating fish, eels.
That story was told by the late Milton Jeffers of Edgartown on Martha's Vineyard and was produced by Vicki Merrick for WCAI and WNAN in Massachusetts.